Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. Praise God. It's great. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Sister Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring the word of God over to those that behind prison bars. Praise God. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we understand the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons. We can't do like we used to do, go and visit the facilities. But we're here on radio preaching the gospel until we get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons to do what God called us to do. Praise God. Those you that's incarcerated, write our ministry during this time of the pandemic. Praise God. And so they would be glad to read your letters here on the broadcast. Praise God. We have this powerful message talking about, amen, walking in the blessings of Abraham. Call a neighbor and a friend. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. Amen. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. In order to be blessed by God, we must give up the world. It's so hard for Christians to give the world up. You hear me? It's so hard. It's hard because people don't want to give up what they see with their natural eyes. But if you give it up, the Lord will give you something greater in His place. You see, heaven is a beautiful, beautiful city. But we can't see it with our natural eye. Therefore, some people don't believe it. Praise God. But Jesus said, He said, blessed are they who believe and see not. Amen. You got to believe, trust God and His word. Faith is trusting Him and His word, even though you can't see it with your natural eye. But you believe it anyway. Now, Abram pleased God because God told him to get out from his family, get out from his country, to the land I will show you. He couldn't see it with his natural eye, but he believed God going to show it to him. Praise God. So he gave up his family. Amen. He gave it up. Praise God. He didn't say, amen, that he was being tricked, but he believed God. Praise God. You got to believe God. Give up sin. Give up the world. And the Lord will prove to you that He's your friend. He'll prove to you that He'll give you joy you can't find in alcohol, in drugs, in gang activity. He'll satisfy you. You hear me? Jesus will satisfy you. You don't need that world out there to satisfy you. But Jesus will satisfy you. Amen. So, Velvet, my mother, sanctified mother, used to sing that song. Love that song. All that I need is in Jesus. Amen. For He satisfies.
Right.
And joy He supplies. Life would be worthless without Him. All things in Jesus I find. Then you know Jesus has what you need. You hear me? Praise God. He will supply your every need.
Amen.
Amen. You got to trust God. Give up the world. Give up sin. Amen. Give it all the way up. Praise God. Give up your unsaved loved ones. Amen. Those that don't believe God. Those that want to party all their time. Amen. Drink alcohol. Give them up. Praise God. And the Lord will give you brand new friends. Brand new family. people that will be a true friend, because Jesus is your true friend. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord, man. 2 Corinthians 6:14 said, Velvet, what did the Bible say in 2 Corinthians 6:14? Amen. Because people, we need to give up. Now, Abram gave up. He believed God. He came out of there. Praise the Lord. Amen. In order for us to get happy and serve the Lord, we got to come out too. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Amen. What did Paul say about the matter?
He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
But what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
And what communion has light with darkness?
What communion has light with darkness? How can you be a child of God and still be in the world? Still be sinning? Amen. That's a question. How can you say you are saved and still indulging in worldly activities? Amen. You hear me? Praise God. Jesus brings forth a change. Amen. When you get saved, a change takes place. When you get washed in the blood of the Lamb, a change takes place. You don't be partying. You don't be going to the clubs. You don't be, amen, using bad language, talking profanity out your mouth. When you say you're saved, when you say you're saved, that changes. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. We live in an age, 2020. People saying they're a child of God. They look like the world, act like the world, got attitudes. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. That's not for a child of God. Amen. When you're a child of God, you'll be humble like a lamb. Be humble like a sheep. Amen. Able to bear hardness as a good soldier. Amen. Being walking in the straight and narrow way. Amen. Shouting and praising God. Amen. Because you're holy. You're a child of God. Got your holy garment on. You hear me? Praise God. My mother was sanctified. Glory to God. Full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. She had a holy garment. Them saints had a holy garment. Praise God. They weren't worldly like some of these so-called Christians today in 2020. Praise God. Amen. But they had a holy garment. Praise God. Because they were holy on the outside. And God don't change. You hear me? Glory to God. He don't change. When you get saved, when you get sanctified in your heart, your outside will change. You'll put on your holy garment. Praise God. You don't be worldly, but you'll put on your holy garment. That's because you're saved. You're sanctified. Amen. There are too many hypocrites out there in the church. Amen. And you got hypocrites in the pulpit that God didn't call to preach. Amen. Got old Jezebel spirit in them. Glory to God. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Holding up for Jezebel. And God don't like it. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. And I'm blasting it on radio, on the internet. Amen. Because God is not pleased. Glory to God. Amen. And all this mess in the church. Praise God. But it's time to sanctify the house of God. It's time for people to be real. Stop being hypocrites. Amen. Stop saying you're a Christian in the church and then go home and be fussing and fighting with your spouse like somebody that don't know God. Amen. Glory to God. But it's time to live right. Amen. You hear me? Glory to God. When you get sanctified, you'll be sanctified at home. The husband loves his wife. The wife loves the husband. No fussing. No arguing. Amen. No divorcing and remarrying. You hear me? Praise God. Because you're saved. You're sanctified. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What did that Bible say, Sister Velvet? In 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter.
It said, and what concord has Christ with Belial?
What concord has Christ with Belial?
What part
had he that believeth with an infidel? How can you say you're a child of God and be socializing with the world? Amen. Be laughing and joking with the world and saying you're a child of God. Amen. What did the Bible say?
And what agreement had the temple of God with idols?
What agreement with the temple of God with idols?
For ye are the temple of the living God.
For we are the temple of the living God.
And God has said, I will dwell in them.
God wants to live in
and
you.
Walk in them.
Walk in you.
I will be their God.
I'll be your
and
God.
And they shall be my people.
And you shall be my people.
Wherefore come out from a that he is separated, says the Lord.
That's what the Lord said.
It's not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen. Letting you know you got to come out from the world. Come out from sin. Praise God. Amen.
We will be a father unto you.
Be a father unto you.
You shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
Letting you know, in order to be sanctified, you got to come out from the world. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. I'm telling you, walking in the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. You got to separate yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this soul-searching word. Praise God. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. Hallelujah. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sick in their bodies. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, I want you to, amen, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisons by your divine power. Let them know Jesus bring forth a change. Glory to God. Lord, go into these churches. Let revival break out in these churches. That folks may stop playing church. That the preacher will stop being, amen, hypocrite. But be real for God. And preach his word like you spoke it. Glory to God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. The Son said, right now, let the Savior bless your soul right now. Don't you put the day for tomorrow, what you can do today. Let the Savior bless your soul right now. Hallelujah. You believe that praying that word. At a home that's preaching to pray, pray. The Lord has set you free. Hallelujah. You keep on working on yourself. Hallelujah. Until you fully receive what the Lord has for you. Hallelujah. He told to die daily. Hallelujah. Take up thy cross and follow him. Hallelujah. So you do just that. Though behind prison bars there are holes, and I love you. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. You are not by yourself, hallelujah. So when the devil come to you and tell that you are thrown away, you say, I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. I am loved. I am important to Jesus. Those that are in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. We will pray for us and we will pray for you. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves each and every one of us with an everlasting love, and we love you too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You believe that. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Praise the Lord, I do ministry, and we'll soon get green light. We'll go back and do into the jails and prisons. Amen. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. Till next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, said Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.